Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
It's almost time for your phone tap, and today our own Jose Bolaños calls a guy and pretends he's related to him. And they haven't seen each other since they were little.
Yeah.
So he's able to play that off. Mm-hmm. The good news is Jose has a plan to make them both a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's a scam he just came up with.
Genius.
Now, would you fall for it? Not likely.
If so, call me.
We'll see if this guy does in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, is this Daniel?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Daniel, this is Marco.
I
don't know if you remember me.
Doesn't ring any bells.
I'm actually your cousin. We have not seen each other since we were babies.
Oh, yeah. Marco, what's going on?
Yeah, man? What's up, man? How are you?
Not bad, dude. What's going on?
Well, not much. I mean, you know, regular stuff, I guess, here and there. But I actually got your number from my mom because I need your help with something.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, just to put it out there, I just lost my job. Actually, I've lost like 3 jobs in the last year, but stupid employers, right?
Yeah. That sucks, dude. Sorry to hear about that.
Oh, you know, it happens here and there, whatever. But the point is, I could really use some cash.
Yeah, man, I honestly wish I could because, like, your family and stuff, but, I mean, just, it's really not, like, the best time for me.
Oh, no, dude, I'm not asking you for money. What do you think, I'm some kind of loser?
I mean, I don't know.
No, obviously you misunderstood, bro. So, what do you feel about sports betting? Follow me. We're in different time zones, right?
Okay.
Okay. Here's my plan. Let's say the Yanks are playing the Sox. Game ends. You call me. Tell me the final score. Then I place the bet. Wait for the game to be done in my time zone. And boom! Payday, bro!
What?
We're rich. We rich. Oh, you and me is rich. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. We're rich.
Yeah, but you know that's not how it really works, though, right?
No, I know I haven't heard of people doing this, but I think it's because I just figured it out. It was like a light bulb
no.
Right? Because, like...
No, Marco, you don't understand.
What?
That's not how time works. If what? You're hours behind me or I'm hours ahead of you, the game's still played at the same time. So if it's 5 o'clock where I am and it's 2 o'clock where you are...
Okay, I don't want to get math involved at all. I'm not really good with numbers, so...
No. There is no math. Just so you know, like, this is not going to work. Like, this is not possible. It's
okay,
not.
Dude, you know what? That's totally cool. I get it. You're not comfortable doing it. But I do have another idea. I just got an email yesterday from a foreign bank, and they say... that a client has passed away without any known relatives.
No.
So if I just pay the activation fee, boom, we split it. We're millionaires.
Those are scams, man.
Who's rich? I'm rich. How rich? We rich. Hey.
Like, that's a well-known scam.
Dude, listen, I'm not an idiot. I know it's a scam. Here's what we're going to do. You and I go get fake IDs and claim to be the relatives.
Dude, no.
What
no,
you
no,
gonna
no.
buy with all that cash? All that cash because we so rich.
You don't understand. Like, that whole thing is fake. There's no...
What?
There's no people. There's no family.
Did someone, like, take the money already? Because I...
No.
That would have been in the news or...
There's no family. There's no anything.
Dude, this is getting really frustrating because I don't have a job. I need cash. I thought you were going to help me out, man.
Dude, I haven't even heard from you or, since we were kids. Like, what are you even talking about?
Okay, dude, just listen here. I need you to wire me $500 or I'm going to put your social security number all over the web.
What? Dude, what is this now?
Oops, I got rich again.
What are you trying to do, man? No, I'm not wiring you anything.
576.
Whoa. What?
4.
What the fuck, dude? What are you doing?
You're going to give me $500.
Dude, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're supposed to feed my cousin? You're calling me up with these dumb ideas and now you got my Social Security card number? You're trying to scam me, dude?
What's it gonna be, today or later today? Because you don't have an option here.
I'm not giving you shit, dude. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna call the fucking cops. That's what I'm gonna do.
Hey, okay, slow down, bro. Before you call the cops, I do have to tell you something.
What?
My name's Jose from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you, bro. This is not real.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Yes, we're doing a phone tap on you, man. Your mom wanted me to mess with you because
what?
She's been begging you to call your cousin. So I need some money.
My mom did this? What the
Yeah, man.
I cannot believe she did that.
Hey, dude, I still think you and I need to go bet on time zones, bro. That was genius, and you know it.
Oh, my God. I don't think so.
We're rich. Oh, you and me is rich. Boom.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.